Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Tuesday, January 18th, 2022. U.S. futures are indicating a lower open, with S&P futures down near 1.2% and NASDAQ futures down over 1.5% just after 4:30 a.m. Eastern Time. U.S. Treasury yields are higher, with two-year yield now comfortably above 1%, U.S. dollar slightly higher. Crude blends moving to fresh multi-year highs. WTI is above $85 a barrel. Precious metals are mixed. Industrial metals mainly lower. Cryptocurrencies flat. Bond volatility remains elevated. In Asia, sentiment soured over Tuesday as U.S. yields rose again. European yields were also higher yesterday, with the German 10-year Bund yield at its highest point since the pandemic began. March is now being eyed for Fed liftoff, with follow-up rate hikes expected over the following months. The recent repricing in the U.S. curve is seeing Eurozone money markets bring forward pricing for a first hike to September. On the macro data front, on Monday, China released Q4 GDP, which showed growth slowed in Q4 from Q3, but was better than expected. December industrial production and fixed asset investment also came in above forecasts, but again lower than November. Retail sales undershot. As far as overnight macro data, New Zealand house price growth slowed in December. Australian weekly consumer confidence slid to its lowest level since October of 2020. Swiss December PPI came in below consensus. And UK unemployment continues to drop as wage growth slows. On the U.S. macro calendar, January Empire Manufacturing and January NAHB Housing Market Index. In corporate news, on Monday, Macau casinos jumped following the Friday release following a regulatory announcement providing clarity to the sector. Overnight, Toyota Motor cut its vehicle output forecast by 20% from an original 900,000 as COVID lockdowns reduced parts in its supply chain. In M&A news, Neo Games is set to launch an offer to acquire Aspire Global for around $480 million. The Economic Daily News reports that Singapore-based DBS is close to a deal to acquire Citigroup's Taiwan consumer banking business for around $2 billion. And the Financial Times reports Unilever is facing increasing investor backlash around its bid for GlaxoSmithKline's consumer healthcare unit. Earnings pick up this week with notable reporters today, including Bank of America, Bank of New York Mellon, Charles Schwab, PNC Financial Services Group, and Goldman Sachs posting the results before the open. J.B. Hunt Transport Services reports after the close. Asian equities finished mostly weaker on Tuesday. Greater China markets were mixed. Japan opened higher but lost momentum to close near the lows. Australia also faded, ending lower. Korea and Taiwan were also lower. Southeast Asia was also down, with Indonesia underperforming. On the central bank front in the region, on Monday, the PBOC cut its policy rate for the first time since April of 2020 and also conducted a bigger-than-expected MLF operation. The surprise moves do fit with expectations the PBOC would ramp up liquidity provisions ahead of the Lunar New Year. And overnight, the Bank of Japan kept short and long-term rate targets unchanged, as widely expected. The bank also repeated the same guidance. This came, though, as the focus was on the Outlook report, and as flagged by press previews, core CPI forecasts were revised up. European equity markets are also lower, with the Stoxx 600, DAX, and CAC all down around 1% as of this recording. Technology is underperforming amid the backup in yields, with travel and leisure also seeing notable weakness. In geopolitical news in the region, a BBC article states that EU diplomats suggest Europe is closer to war than it has been since the breakup of the former Yugoslavia. This as reports that the UK and Canada are sending in extra troops to the Ukraine. A BBC article also notes that Eastern European leaders with more experience dealing with Russian tactics have long suggested military tactics are more a strategy to disunite the EU and to shake up the geopolitical balances. Thank you for joining us for the market preview for Tuesday, January 18th, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSight.